From the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada, I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio, saluting British Beat before the Beatles. Here's Cliff Richard and the Drifters. Move it. Kicking off Pop Shop Radio, salute to British Beat before the 1960s. Cliff Richard and the Drifters, played from 78 RPM. Move it. It is Britain's first real authentic rock and roll song. His debut single, his first hit record, making it to number two in the UK charts. He sold over 21.5 million singles in the UK, the top selling artist of all time in the UK. This is Pop Shop Radio.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Put your glad rags on and darn me, hun. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Pretty much sums up British rock and roll before, British Beat before the 1960s. Actually, a group from the U.S., a gospel group, moved to the U.K. and, tried to have some success over there in 1958 with their version of Bill Haley in the Comets. Big hit record, Rock Around the Clock. That is the Deep River Boys. This is Pop Shop Radio with your DJ Tony. Well, we're having fun spinning British Beat before the 60s. Here's Marty Wilde in Endless Sleep.
The night was black, rain.
That is the first hit for Marty Wilde and his Wildcats. 1958, their cover of Jody Reynolds' Endless Sleep took it to number 4 in the UK charts. Of course, he is the father of Ricky Wilde. And, of course, a gal we all know named Kim Wilde. This is Pop Shop Radio. Oh, yeah, lots of fun stuff here. Here's Lonnie Donegan.
Now, this here's a story about the Rock Island. Rock Island Lounge, she runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains, they go through the toll gate while they gotta pay the man some money. But of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay, you don't have to pay the man nothing. And just now, we see a train, she coming down the line. And when she come up near the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep. I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, you're all right, boy, just get on through. You don't have to pay me nothing. And the train go through. And when you go through the toll gate, the train got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when the driver think he's safely on the other side, he shout back down the line to the man. He said, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got old pig iron. I'll tell you where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yes, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, may be wrong. You know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Well, of course, British Beat before the Beatles was filled with skiffle. And there was no bigger skiffle star than Lonnie Donegan and his skiffle group. They scored in both the U.S. and the U.K. 1955 with a number 8 record from a song from all the way back in 1929. This is Pop Shop Radio saluting British Beat before the 60s. Here's the Most Brothers. Okay, now that is the Most Brothers, Mickey Most, who his real name is Michael Peter Hayes, and his buddy Alex Wharton, who was the other half of the Most Brothers. And their record takes a whole lot of love to keep my baby happy. a whole lot of woman and everything like that. On Pop Shop Radio's Salute to British Beat before the 1960s. Here's Ray Ellington.
It's the left hand that makes the boogie. It's the right hand that plays the tricks. But no matter what you do with the right hand, it's the left hand that gives the kicks. It's the left hand that sends you rocking. It's the right hand that plays the licks. But no matter what you do with the right hand, it's the left hand that gives the kicks. Yes, here's my recipe. Take a melody, eight to the bar, a riff on the guitar, bass to fit the beat, drum breaks and eats. But don't forget, 'cause I'm willing to bet, it's the left hand that rolls the boogie. It's the right hand that adds the spice.
That's nice.
But no matter what you do with the right hand, it's the left hand that's so nice. Well, music lovers, it all began in the Okefenokee Swamp with the alligator boogie. Now, these alligators jumped aboard a train which had its own boogie. All aboard! And soon we arrive in the big city of Barnsley, where in the working man's nightclub, we hear the Barrel House boogie. And here are the club secretary's views on it.
Well, I don't mind a bit of this here boogie-woogie, but I can't stand that there bebop stuff.
Frightful square. Of course, the sophisticated set prefer dancing to the begin boogie. Ooh, what a day. My dear, you dance divinely.
Here, now, kid, I'll make your taught before.
I beg your pardon. And lastly, here's a request for Mrs. Ki Kawuna of Dilubi Nagaflapit, England, for the Victor Sylvester boogie.
Quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 quick, 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 quick.
However, friends, whichever way you prefer your boogie, remember, it's the left hand that rolls the boogie.
Well, of course, you know who it's Ray Ellington is if you gathered around the wireless and tuned into the BBC Light program for the Goon Show. Yes, indeedy. The Ray Ellington Quartet and Left Hand Boogie on Pop Shop Radio. Salute to British Beat before the 60s. Hey, want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one out to you. Here's Terry Dean and Pretty Little Pearly. Discovered the Two Eyes Coffee Bar in London, That is Terry Dean. He was, at the time, called the British Elvis and was one of the best voices of rock and roll in the pre-Beatles Britain. But then the 60s rolled around. He was arrested for drunkenness and, well, seen as being illustrative of the evils of rock and roll. Lived in a cave. Is what he did when he wanted to rave. Here's Tommy Steele.
To hold your baby very tight. His way with women was rather neat. Love a girl right off her feet. You know the lyric writers never lied. Where they got the saying, starry eyed, rock with a caveman. Dynamite, I'll hold you, baby, very tight. Well, down Popper sings this song. Archaeology's done me wrong. British Museum's got my head. Most fortunate, cause I ain't dead. Rock with a caveman. Roll with a caveman. Shake with a caveman.
Well, the first week of Rockin' the Caveman came out. Well, 25,000 people put down 4 shillings to pick up that 78 RPM record from Tommy Steele. Rock with the Caveman. But this one, well, wasn't a fan of the light program on BBC because it was, like, just too rocky, wasn't it? Here's Vince Taylor and Brand New Cadillac. It's important to know that Vince Taylor was born in Middlesex. He and his family moved to California in the 1960s, and his record, Brand New Cadillac, was a total flop in the UK. But in Europe, it was a big hit, and it would be covered by the Hep Stars, of course, which featured the guys from ABBA.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Tony Crombie.
I mean everybody.
He's here with his Rockets.
We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. Come on and rock with us. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna
come on and rock with us. If you can swing, get out of the way, cause we don't want no squares. Once you learn and you get in the groove, you jump around, you don't have no cares. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. Come on and rock with us. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Rock, 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 rock. We're gonna teach you to rock.
Oh, 1956 there for Tony Crombie and the Rockets. Come on, you Teddy boys, get up and rock and roll. Well, he was a jazz drummer, pianist, and band leader. And see, the way a lot of rock and roll got on the radio back then was kind of if they made it a little jazzy. And they certainly succeeded in 1956 with Teach You to Rock. This is Pop Shop Radio, and well, we got another example of that. Guyana Bluesy from Wee Willie Harris, right in cell block number 9.
On July the 2nd of 1953, I was serving time in Roatchapri. Now at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell when I heard a whistle blow and I heard somebody yell. Trouble started in cell block number 4. It spread like fire across the prison floor. Well, I said, okay, boys, now you better get ready to run, cause here comes that warden with a real atomic gun. There's a riot going on. Come out, your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you're all gonna get the chair. Well, Tug on Matilda said, now it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Joe, cause his fuse is lit. There's a riot going on. Prison in the middle of the night. Well, each and every trooper looked so tall and fine. All the chicks were crazy up in cell block number 9.
Well, he was the wild man of rock and roll in the UK. And producer Jack Good picked him to appear on the BBC TV show 6-5 Special. And the BBC kind of said,
hey, where's this riot, man?
Teenage Decadence. Oh my goodness, we can't have that. From his 1958 EP, Rockin' with Wild Willie. Here's Ken McIntosh and Raunchy. program on BBC, it didn't get much raunchier than that. Bill Justice's big record, Raunchy, was covered by Ken McIntosh and his orchestra. And, well, yeah, they kind of took the life out of it, didn't they? This is Pop Shop Radio's salute to British Beat before the Beatles.
Someone else will hold my dream.
A white, spot coat, and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
Well, British Beat before the Beatles was a lot of cover versions of big U.S. hits like Marty Robbins' A White Sport Coat and A Pink Carnation, done by the King Brothers, Dennis, Michael, and Anthony. They took it to number 6 in the British charts in 57, and they were at one point devoted the top vocal group in the NME Reader's Poll. This is Pop Shop Radio. You're listening to Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. We're heard on great radio stations like Shortwave Gold in Germany. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or find us on Blue Sky at Pop Shop Radio. Shortwave Radiogram coming up at the end of this show, boys and girls, so get your equipment ready.
We'll be right back.
There you go, kicking off the second half hour of Pop Shop Radio's salute to British Beat before the Beatles. Lord Rockingham's 11 Hootsman. Yeah, from 1958, number one single in the UK charts. He was the resident band on Oh Boy, produced by Jack Good on ITV. Here's Larry Page. He's got it all under control.
Well, it's under control. I found out what you do to me. It's under control. This thrill is not so new to me. If I'm feeling show, then oh, don't look into my eyes. It's under control. Babe, it's under control. I used to get hot and cold round the collar, tighten up and couldn't swallow, couldn't hold you, had to holler. Wow, not now, it's under control. I found out what you do to me, it's under control. This thrill is not so new to me. If my feelings show, then oh, don't look into my eyes. It's under control. It's under control. You started my pulse a drumming, face a glowing. What's a coming? What's a going? Struck me dumb when I'll be knowing how. Not now, it's under control. I found out what you do to me. It's under control. This thrill is not so new to me. If my feelings show, then oh, don't. It's under control, babe, it's under control.
You used to get hot and cold and round the collar, tightened up and couldn't swallow, couldn't hold you, had to holler.
Ah! Not now, it's under control. This feeling, what you do to me, it's under control. This thrill is not
well, certainly when it came to any rock and roll on the Light program on the BBC, you had to keep it under control. And Larry Page kind of did that. Yeah, he didn't really hit at all back in the 1950s. Of course, he would go on to good things with Page One Records and Penny Farthing Records. And, of course, a group called The Troggs and a song called Wild Thing. This is Pop Shop Radio's salute to British Beat before the Beatles with one of the biggest records of the era, Laurie London. He's got the whole world
he's
in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby.
Big record from Laurie London, number 12 in the UK charts in 1957, but one of the first British records to crack the US top 40, number 2 in Billboard, number 1 in Cashbox. Wow. This is Pop Shop Radio, and it is our salute to British Beat before the Beatles.
a bop bop a loo bop a la bop boom. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 A bop bop a loo bop a la bop boom. I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I've been to the east, I've been to the west, but she's a gal I love the best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop bop a loo bop a la bop boom. I got a gal, her name's Daisy. I got a gal, she's driving me crazy. I got a gal, her name's Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She's a real gone cookie, yes siree. But pretty little Susie is the gal for me.
Well, if you thought that Pat Boone's version of Little Richard's Tutti Frutti was one of the greatest songs you ever heard, you have not heard the version of Tutti Frutti by the Four Jones Boys with Johnny Douglas and his orchestra from 1956 as British Beat before the Beatles. It doesn't get any whiter than that. Of course, in the 1950s, one of the ways to get your record on the BBC Light program was for it to be jazz. And, well, this one certainly did. Humphrey Littleton, Bad Penny Blues, produced by Joe Meek. Yeah, Joe Meek went into the top 20, stayed there for 6 weeks. Paul McCartney based Lady Madonna on the riff that you hear in that. Cool stuff. This is Bob Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony from the Town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada.
Now me and my wife went to town.
Don't she rock me, daddy?
Don't she rock me, daddy?
She
She tried the green, she tried the red.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
I'll have them both, that's what she said.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Now don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, she put one on and it looked a treat.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Then found another man to meet.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Now don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now, Mr. Lee, my girl alone.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
What she wants at home.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Now don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, proving that skiffle rocked in the 1950s, the Viper Skiffle Group with Wally White and Don't You Rock Me, Daddy-O. Produced by George Martin, had big influence on the Shadows. 1957 took it to number 10 in the British chart. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ Tony. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Here's Terry Wayne, Matchbox.
Well, I'm sitting here wondering, Matchbox holding my clothes. I'm sitting here wondering, Matchbox holding my clothes. Ain't got no match, but I got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, a long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, a long way from home. Kids will never be happy. Big dog comes. When a big dog gets his own, what a little pup it up. Rock, yeah, rock, go. I'm an old poor boy, a long way from home.
Well, of course, everybody knows the big hit version in the U.S. by Carl Perkins of Matchbox. And, of course, we all know the Beatles version of Matchbox. But, what can we say about Terry Wayne's version from 1957? Yes, British beat before the Beatles. Here's Janis Peters.
Janis Peters, well, known for her vocal acrobatics, she was very fiery and had a great smile with brunette hair that just everybody loved except the radio tracks. That was her version of This Little Girl Gone Rockin'. Here's Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
See her eyes that shine.
Baby, cause the change is so much.
She looks right through me and the chills run down my spine.
Baby, cause the change is so much.
Please don't touch. I shake so much. Please don't touch. I shake so much.
Well, I don't know why she dug her claws in me. I wanna be a bachelor, fancy free.
A leap away, remembering the first time a ruby lips brushed my cheek. I opened up my mouth, but the rest of me just wouldn't speak.
Well, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates were a little too much for the light program on the BBC, but they managed to take their 1959 recording of Please Don't Touch into number 25 on the UK singles charts. They would have a big hit later called Shaking All Over, which was covered by Canada's own Guess Who, and also by Lemmy. Cool, huh? Here's Alma Cogan. Called the girl with the giggle in her voice, Alma Cogan, big hit star in the 1950s and early 60s, and friends with both John Lennon and Paul McCartney, who really, really liked her an awful lot. She had a big hit single with Why Do Fools Fall in Love in the UK in 1956. This is Pop Shop Radio. Salute to British Beat before the Beatles. We've got a shortwave radiogram coming up at the end of this show in MFSK 64, saluting one of these songs that you've heard in our special salute. But right now, we're going to close out with Art Baxter and his Rock and Roll Sinners. Don't knock the rock.
Say what you want about any old thing, but don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
No, don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Well, my baby don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all.
to fall out of town. Dances in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Rolling and a rocking, she's having a ball. Don't knock the rock. And the boogie beat, kick about these with both of your feet, but don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
No, don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Well, my baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all. Now, when my baby dances, she's really alive. Grabs herself a partner, Mr. 5x5. Swings him from a tree like a happy baboon. A two steps back, throws him over the moon. Don't knock the rock.
Closing out our salute to British Beat before the Beatles on Pop Shop Radio with Art Baxter and his Rock and Roll Sinners. Don't knock the rock. He was Britain's first king of rock and roll and did that one in 1957. This has been Pop Shop Radio with your DJ Tony. Nice to have you along this week. We'll see you next week, boys and girls. Tell all your friends about us and be a cool kid at the lunch table. Shortwave radiogram in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.